Well, welcome back to our podcast that we are calling Wild Listen for this season. This is going to be our last big topic that we present before we give kind of a recap next week and give some ideas about where we're going to go. So our last discussion, we're going to talk about wisdom and how wisdom shapes all the choices that we make from day to day.
Great topic. I love this topic. I love how you've organized this and framed it, and you've brought this to a conclusion with that topic. So
yeah,
can't wait to get into it.
Ah, thanks for doing it with me. I mean, this would not be happening without you. So thanks.
Thank you.
So wisdom. I think wisdom is kind of something that God gives us as we develop all these other ideas we've talked about, being near to Him, finding peace with Him, just all the different things that we've kind of, I don't want to, you know, talk about everything, believing in Him, relying on His power, experiencing His goodness, just all these things I think kind of culminate in the wisdom that He does give us to go through life with. It enhances our choices. And that's important because every choice we make will shape who we are. Mm-hmm. Every choice we make shapes who you are today and who you become in the coming days. Some of those choices will open doors that we didn't know existed, and other choices will quietly close those same doors that we're kind of ignorant to. We don't know that they're there. So what makes the difference between the two, the choice that we make? And I think it is wisdom. Wisdom is what makes the difference, because our life is a chain of choices. Some seem so small, they probably even go by unnoticed because, you know, we make them so small. Like the choice of what we eat for breakfast, mm-hmm, seems like a small choice, but you know, choosing the same breakfast every morning for years on end could be a bad choice. It could be a bad choice.
Definitely.
Other choices seem, you know, really big, so big that they could alter the course of life, our career, who we marry, where we decide to settle down and live. Every choice, whether we see it as big or whether we see it as small, has one thing in common, and that's that it's shaped by the wisdom that God has given us to carry into the choice.
Great thought. I mean, I believe with my whole heart that God wants to give us His wisdom. So there's always going to be an opportunity in some way for us to be instructed by God, especially if we believe that wisdom comes from Him. Mm-hmm. When we are seeking this from Him, then He is much more attentive to granting us our desire in learning about Him and His wisdom. It's interesting how people come to think about Him more and more, and decide to look into God's wisdom.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea, because it is like in Proverbs, it gives us a picture of wisdom as being a hidden treasure. It's not something that's just like out there in the open for you to grab. Mm-hmm. It's something that you really have to dig for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's something you have to ask for. And you, like Solomon's a good example of like how God appreciates a heart that genuinely comes to Him and asks for wisdom.
Yeah.
And James talks about, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all And he does it without finding fault. Like, he doesn't find fault in you not having wisdom and asking him for wisdom. He gives generously to somebody who would come to him and ask for wisdom. God wants us to have it. Like, he's not stingy with this wisdom that he possesses.
Can you imagine how ridiculously foolish we seem to God? I mean, if God were that way, but he's not judgmental. He understands that we are pretty clueless.
Yeah.
And we need him.
Yeah.
And he's patient.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he knows that we lack the ability to take truth and apply it in real situations in real time.
Uh-huh.
And he wants us to develop it.
Because
we do. We all lack that ability from time to time, from choice to choice.
Right. And we can prove that by looking at our own past and thinking about the regrets we have, how we could have handled things in a better way, in a wiser way. So we will always need wisdom. Mm-hmm. We'll always need to step out away from ourselves and even beyond our own experiences. Experience has given us wisdom, but it's also given us the notion that we need to be humble. Mm-hmm. And to open up to what we really need to open up to is godliness.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that takes me right kind of where I wanted to go first, because it does kind of set this scene for your entire life, like how it's going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because wisdom isn't something that we usually think about in the moment of decision. It's wisdom is something that we kind of have to be asking God for continually so that things work out in an appropriate way, because we've gone to him and asked for his help and his guidance.
That's a great point. We need to practice that. We need to get into a practice of doing that. I love that, because how are we going to even think about a course of action, one or many possibilities, without having practiced?
Mm-hmm. And I think we do kind of instinctively go to like what we think about instead of like what's the wise choice. What we think about is what's convenient,
mm-hmm.
or you know, what's going to be most comfortable, or what feels right, you know, in that kind,
yes.
of, kind of subjective way.
Yeah.
But that's I think that comes because we haven't prepared beforehand to make the decision that's maybe not convenient and maybe not comfortable, because we know, you know, God's helped us develop this ability to see the whole scene, to see where this scene will eventually close.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, Jesus talks about, in Matthew 7, Jesus talks about the wise builder. And I think he kind of gives us like the full picture of like, yeah, things, you know, the wise man builds his house on the rock, and the foolish man builds his house on the sand. You know, I think they're building their house probably with the same materials. They're probably using the same similar materials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most houses consist of very similar materials. You know, they have the same opportunity, you know, to build a house, to build a structure, but the difference is like what they're building on, where they're building it at. Because one of them is able to see the scene, the full scene, that storms are coming.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be right now. It might not be in this moment of decision right now, but I'm deciding, because God has given me the wisdom to see beyond now and what potentially could happen in the future. Storms, trials,
yeah.
temptations.
Yeah.
The foolish man isn't considering that. You know, it might stand right now. It
yeah.
might seem like an okay place. Pretty convenient. I can't imagine. Maybe it is more comfortable than a rock to be in the sand.
Well, it seemed to me that it would be easier to build on sand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're going to build on rock, you're going to have to think about, well, what? I need some tools, and I need some knowledge on how to anchor this and do the building, and maybe plane some things out and to make this livable, but also very strong.
Yeah, I think it does take more forethought, more planning.
Yeah, and more time and effort.
Yeah, yeah, on the front end, you know, before you ever have the house up. Yeah,
more sacrifice, maybe.
Yeah,
of time and effort.
Yeah, yeah, and over time, you know, that end scene really reveals the difference. What happens when the storm comes? What happens when the trial comes? What happens when the temptation comes? Like, have you gone to God for wisdom before you were ever in the situation?
Right. Yeah, yeah. And that gives you a preparation. It gives you a fallback, a source where you don't feel totally wiped out and devastated. You have God there with you. You have a means by which to get help. And there's all sorts of things that can come from God being there in your life.
Yeah. So, I mean, all these things that we've talked about, you know, up to this discussion. If you haven't listened, I recommend go back and listen to some of those. Because all those things will result in the ability to choose wisdom, because you've done the pre-work. Mm-hmm. You've asked God for guidance and instruction and wisdom. Mm-hmm. And he wants you to have that. He gives it generously to all who ask, and he does not find any fault for you doing that.
Yes. Yes. And you have a real home, a spiritual home that you've built, and not just a kind of a hodgepodge shack that you put together.
Yes, makeshift. Yeah. It is a home. That is the idea, I think, there. Like your life, where you do life, your home, your house.
It's lasting. It gives you protection, and it is livable. Mm-hmm. It's satisfying.
Yes. Yes. You can inhabit it and live through the storm. So, I mean, in wisdom, it's, you know, it's not for the big moment. It is the little moments that stack up to the big picture, the end of the scene.
Yeah, and the thing about godly wisdom, I think, I hope I'm not getting ahead of everything.
No,
but
not at all.
But the little moments that you use in godly wisdom, we don't know that it's building to help us in the big moments. Mm-hmm. We don't know while we're doing that. We're just living patiently in godly lives, but there is a bigger purpose that we are allowing ourselves to live in, God's purpose, and he shows us what that'll be in his good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is help to recalibrate who we are and the choices that we make. It helps us to decide to do the good thing when it's the more difficult thing.
Yeah.
And that doesn't come from within ourselves.
Right.
That is something that comes from God. So mm-hmm. if we're left to our own, we're going to do the good thing and be kind of ignorant to, that's not the good thing.
Yes.
That's the bad thing.
There's, to me, and again, hopefully not getting ahead, but to me it seems like when we're using the wisdom of God in our lives, we're not just seeking what's going to be great for me, great for us individual, selfish ambition. We are involving an aspect of service and giving in our living of life. So it's a bigger picture.
It is, yeah, and that speaks to the home, like or the house you're building, because it is all these relationships that live with you in the house. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about just like the people under your roof, but like the people who you do life with, all those relationships that come and go in your home, and God being maybe the biggest one to consider, not just what's good for me, not having this, just like you said, selfish ambition, but what honors God, what is good long term for all of my relationships. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, how do we align that with the scripture God's given us?
Right. Yeah. So it's like we are making decisions and we're living and building based upon who we want to be, mm-hmm. not just what satisfies me in the moment, the quick and easy path mm-hmm. to living, but who am I? What is my life about? What is my purpose?
Yeah, it's giving you criteria. It is. Yes. So let's think about this, like, practically. We're offered a new job. Without wisdom, I think the main driver of that choice would be, does it pay more? But, you know, with wisdom, I think you would pause and ask, like, will this job harm my family rhythm? All these relationships in the house that you're building on the rock. Mm-hmm. If you're the wise man, will this job harm my family, my relationships? Will it pull me away from my church community? Will it compromise my walk with God? It's not just about the paycheck. It matters. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. Of course it matters, but it's no longer the only factor.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, so your perspective is broader. It yeah. involves not just you.
Yes, and it's based on something that doesn't change. 'Cause what I think is right or good, or like, if all I'm thinking about is myself, yeah. that's going to change from day to day. But yes. if I'm thinking about, you know, myself in connection to these people and to God, it doesn't give me the ability to just like do what I want with my changing desire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, 'cause
yeah.
I'm bringing in all these other people to the decision.
Right. And you're thinking about, you're being wise in the respect that, you know, you consider that you are going to and you want to grow. The trajectories you take are going to be who you're going to grow into as you live life. And so it's not the easy way out. It's who you are becoming. Mm. And want to become.
Yes. Yeah. And there's so many possibilities with that, because it's not like a yes or no. Mm-hmm. It is kind of like there's so many options. It expands your options. Like wisdom really looks for maybe another way. You know, wise people, I think, do good to avoid the trap of false choices. And so you ask more questions. You look for, you know, creative and like godly alternatives that get you to the person you want to become. Mm-hmm. And there's like the choices, the range of choices is as broad as the range of like who you could become, you know? Mm-hmm. Like it's not just this or that. It's you're invited to become a range of possibilities.
Uh-huh.
So
you open to those things, don't you? You make yourself more open. You question.
Mm.
You consider.
Mm-hmm.
You pray about it.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So if you think about this with like conflict, you're in an argument with your wife, or your girlfriend, or your parent, or your child. You know, you're in some kind of conflict, some kind of argument. Like, if you don't have wisdom, I think the options feel very constrained. Fight back or shut down. You know, usually we kind of pit our choices like that. I have two choices. Either I can argue back, try to win the conversation, or I can shut down and avoid it entirely. But I think with wisdom, like, it gives you some other options. You can pursue reconciliation with humility. You can try to, like, understand and avoid escalation. So it's not fighting back, and it's not shutting down. Like, you try to come together and understand, seek understanding, instead of escalating the problem or avoiding the problem. I think using wisdom will give us more peace in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because we're asking God for help. We're asking God for alternative options. What should I do in this moment? I don't want to fight back. I don't want to avoid. What do I need to do? And I think that gives you so much peace.
Yes, yes, yes. Sometimes the wisdom is tells you, hold off, mm-hmm. and let's see how things develop and whether or not we can reconvene. I can reconvene with this other person at a later time when things may be calmer and the path may be clearer for both of us.
Yes. Yes, it is like widening the frame. You know, it's expanding your view. Wisdom widens your view. It's not option A. It's not option B. It's an option C. That's what would Jesus do?
Exactly. I was just thinking the same thing, that we, in our patience, in our forbearance, in our long-suffering, we are bringing God into the mix, I would say. I do believe sincerely. And if God is involved, then there's going to be a much better outcome.
Yeah. And it forces you to ask another question. Because if you're not involving God, it's what should I do? What should I do? What should I do?
Yeah.
But if you're involving God, it makes you weigh the timing of it, because now it's not just like, what should I do, but like, when should I do it? Like, mm-hmm. now I'm waiting for some kind of like move forward. It's yes. not just an instinctive what should I do, but like, okay, I need to know what I should do. But now you're involving like when you do it, because it's not just right away. It's mm-hmm. not your instinct. Yeah. It's not your reflex. Yeah.
And perhaps you were led to approach the person with more love.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Where that it, the outcome does change.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you've ever been criticized, you know, it's the instinct, I think, the reflex is to react in a defensive way. Maybe even attack back. But I think, yes, this wisdom that you're talking about, it causes us to like pause and listen and address the heart of the matter, like our hearts, you know. And that choice will preserve relationships rather than destroying them. Uh-huh. When you feel like somebody's criticizing you, you know, it kind of traces the path before you walk down it, before you step. You know, it's like, where does this lead? Not just tomorrow, but where will this lead years from now?
Right. And if I step back and if I'm reasonable with my ideas, if I'm loving, if I'm sincere and giving in my wisdom, in my life path, and the other person is just so rigid and critical that they can't see it, then I think in that particular case, I can live with my decision and be happy with it. You know, if somebody's criticizing, whatever it might be, if I'm doing it out of love and godliness and reason, you know. And they're not.
Yes. I mean, I think that's the most important. I think that's the most important thing to talk about, is that it anchors us in God's perspective, in godliness, in love. Mm-hmm. It keeps us from being tossed around, you know, by every wind and wave, mm-hmm. Whether that's emotions or like what's trending or what scares us. Like it keeps us from being tossed around by those winds and waves. It reminds us the goal is godliness. It is faithfulness to God.
Yeah, and we understand that God has the power in our lives and the authority, the sovereignty, in that the noise that comes from human beings, and I'm talking about certain cases, not like with our wives.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, helps us to realize that individuals do not necessarily have authority over our lives, just somebody's opinion. And we're okay. We don't have to please everybody anymore.
Yes. That keeps your feet planted. Mm-hmm. That keeps you anchored. It dispels those pressures that want to pull you, you know, in their direction. Yeah, it anchors us in God's perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do we do it? We've touched on these, but I think we should emphasize them. Just the importance of Scripture, yes. The importance of like looking to what godliness lived out mm-hmm. looks like. That's Jesus.
Yes,
that is Jesus. If you want to see what godliness looks like when a human lives it out, look to Jesus. A lot of prayer. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say the Scripture is one of the greatest counselors you'll ever know.
Yeah, amen to that. That should be the source of your guidance, your instruction, your wisdom mm-hmm. is God's word. He'll speak that directly into your life. Mm-hmm. Prayer, I think, is important. You've talked about that several times. I'm glad you brought it up throughout the conversation. Just how important it is to pray to God and ask for this wisdom. He wants to give it generously to you. Mm-hmm. You can see that if you look at Solomon when he prayed and asked God for wisdom, how impressed God was with that request.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that we pray for, you know, mm-hmm. or like ask God to help us with. He seems to really like a heart that wants to make better choices.
Yeah. Yes. And I think considering that Solomon could have prayed for anything mm-hmm. and he asked God for wisdom, that's impressive. I mean, to know that you need more in your heart than you're capable of using now, and you pray for that.
Yes. You made me think of another passage in James. So if you want to see what wisdom that comes from God looks like, this is what he says it is. Wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Mm. And he said, there'll be a harvest of righteousness sown in peace by those who make peace.
Wow.
That's wisdom from above.
Yeah. I read so much. I've just started noticing that there is peace involved with wisdom everywhere in Scripture. So that's amazing. It's really enlightening to me.
Yeah, it does give you peace because you're not relying on yourself to make the right choice. You know, like none of us, we fail miserably mm-hmm. if we're just relying on ourselves to make the right choice. We have to ask God for help doing that.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. And then first Scripture, it'll give you a great idea of like what wisdom looks like, praying and asking God for that wisdom, and people who love you enough to tell you the truth. Good, godly counsel. Very important. We have to listen to God's counsel.
Yes. These are people who have asked for wisdom themselves, have practiced wisdom, have lived it, and that's who we choose. That's who we'll choose to talk to and be influenced by.
Yeah. You mentioned to me before we hit record, iron sharpens iron. We were talking about this wisdom and asking people, coming together with people for, you know, some help, prayer, but also hands-on help, and just how, you know, there's people who have gone to God and asked for this wisdom, and God's granted it because He gives generously, you know, without finding fault. People who've done that, and you go to them while you're also going to God. God delivers incredible wisdom through trusted, spiritually mature people, and that'll give you clarity that you probably won't find on your own. Ask God for it, and go to those you trust. You have to trust them. You know, somebody you really, honestly trust with the choices you're struggling to make.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And in all these things, we can receive the Spirit of God in our quest to make good decisions. So I think all of these sources are really useful and helpful to us. Very useful.
Yeah. To kind of distill everything we've talked about down, wisdom's not, you know, just information. It's not just knowing what's right and what's wrong, but it's asking God to help you apply that truth in every decision you make in the moment. Mm-hmm. And with this wider frame of where this will lead years down the road.
Yes. That's wisdom. That's really wisdom.
Yeah, and it's God's perspective. I'm glad that you emphasize that so much, that it has to be rooted in godliness, in God's perspective, what's deep, what's true, what's long-lasting, because it's anchored in godliness lived out in Jesus. It's godly character through and through. And so we have to have that perspective. Like, what does it look like practically?
Yeah. Because God is everything. God has created it all. God has a purpose, many purposes. So it behooves us to be in line with His purpose. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And that'll help us make wise choices for ourselves, you know, that will protect us from unnecessary regret or having to rebuild the house when the storm comes and it comes crashing with a great fall. But it also helps others. It offers our families, our friends, our church community a layer of protection, because we're going to God for help making healthy decisions with all these people in mind.
Yes. Yes.
It's not just about us, but it's about all these other relationships. And it helps kind of protect our family and friends and our church community, because we've gone to God for help considering these relationships. What do I need to do?
Yeah. And God, therefore, will make you a conduit for His purpose and wisdom for others, toward others. Mm-hmm. A help, an advisor, a sage.
Yes. Yes. And that is like this future perspective too. It's not just about me. It's not just about these relationships right now, but how can God give me some wisdom that would plant a seed for a harvest of righteousness in the future? Maybe it might be years from now before that harvest of righteousness that we sow in peace as we ask God for wisdom grows, but it will come if you go to God and ask for wisdom and you have all these relationships in mind. He will give it generously to you.
And that's stepping out in faith and total trust in God you're saying it will happen. You're talking in faith there.
Yeah.
When you say that.
Yes, it is a way to build our faith, develop our faith, mm-hmm. praying like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. So I guess this is the question that I want to leave you with. What's one choice in front of you now? You've been thinking about it for, you know, minutes or days or weeks or months, maybe years. Like, what's a decision that's in front of you now that you're wrestling to make, in which the outcome could look different if you paused and went to God for His wisdom? Hmm. And maybe involve some people that you really trust to help you make that decision. 'Cause that could make all the difference in the world.
Yes.
The choice you make with that decision, it'll shape the story that you tell tomorrow and wisdom that God gives you through His scripture, by His spirit, through godly counsel. It will make sure that story is one that lasts and is worth telling. It'll be built on a rock. Hmm. And it won't fall.
Yeah. Amen.